Shambhala and sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We have been discussing the parsha of the Korban Pesach, that we saw that the Jews lacked mitzvahs, they had to be oseik in Korban Pesach. Then we saw they had other zechuyos, so we asked why they needed the Korban Pesach, or they had so many other zechuyos, Loshinu Shemam, Loshonam, etc., etc. We were marich. We saw that Avraham Avinu would have had a taina that the Jews didn't leave Baruchush Gadol. It was only his taina because he took all the ownership of Shibun Mitzrayim on himself. Masha'in came. Mitzada Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the Jews themselves were guilty, which Avraham is such a tzaddik, he wouldn't say such a thing. And therefore they didn't deserve to go out Baruchush Gadol, but because of also tzaddik, because of what Avraham would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us go out Baruchush Gadol. Kfi she'arachnu bashiur hakodem, ve'achshav anachnu b'siyata d'shmai, anachnu mitkadmim, shuv al pi Torat Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Zatzal. Achshav anachnu, I rotze lefaresh et ma shekatuv b'parashat Shmot. Lech v'yasafta, go and gather. It says in Perek Gimel, Posuk Tes. Lech v'yasafta, the Zayin. Lech v'yasafta is called Zikne Yisol, Ramadha, Hashem al-Kai v'sechem, Nira al-Kai v'mitzak yanku, Limo, Pakoy, Pakadati eschem. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, the God of the elders of Israel, say Hashem, the God of your fathers, has appeared to me, God of Aaron Tzachin Yankov, saying I surely remember you, Pachol Pachadati Eschem, Vesasu Lechem Mitzrayim, and what has been done to you in Egypt. And that says in the Pasuk Yud Ches Vishamu Lekalecha, and they'll hear your voice, Ubasa Ato Zikne Israel, El Melch Mitzrayim, Amatim La Vishamu Lekavirim, Yukar Leinu. Then you should go to Paro and ask to leave for 3 days. Rashi explains from Shmos Rabba that Shekerim Shetomer Lehem Loshem Zeh Miyad Yishmu Lekolecha. Shekam Simon Zeh Masul Biyad Miyakov Miyosef Shebeloshem Zeh Hein Nik'olim. They're going to listen to your voice, because they have a simon from Yaakov and Yosef, that this is the language of Gula, this Pakol Pakadati. Yaakov said, Elokim Pakol Yivkod Eschem, Rashi 50:24, Yosef said, Pakol Yivkod Elokim Eschem. So Moshe Rabbeinu was giving them the simon of the Gula, the Pakol Yivkod. The Ramban is already Tamea. To be nine lahem she'aminu. Who said they should believe Moshe? Maybe he heard it just like they did. Who said it? Just because he said Pakol Yivkod, it means they're going to be redeemed. Yaakov and Yosef said it, so he heard they said it, so he said it. Who said that it's really true? See, right there in his first heritage, Vishlemar, and in Tatet Lishono, Kach Kiblum Yosef. ששמע מפי הנביא אביהם, שהראשון שיבוא ויאמר להם בלשון הזה, הוא יהיה הגואל אותם. גלוי וידוע לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, שלא יבוא אדם ויחזב בהם. בכך הבטיחם. The first heresy says that they have a Kabbalah from Yosef, they have a tradition from Yosef, who heard from a Navi, their father, that the first person who comes and says this Lashon, he's going to be the Goel. It's known in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that it's not going to be an imposter. It's not going to be a liar. So that was the promise. So they knew that Except for Chol Yifkod, it's got to be true. So it's very difficult to understand. So why Lashon of Pakod Pakadati? Why does it have to be with this Lashon? Why can't it just be anybody who comes along and says they're going to be redeemed? Is going to be the Redeemer? Anyone who says he's coming to redeem them, they should believe him. Why does it have to do with this Lashon? So it must be that this Lashon isn't a sin in the Alma. It's a Mahus Begula. It's an intrinsic part of the Gula. And now he told them that somebody who promises this essence of Pakod Pakadati is telling the truth. And somebody who talks about Gula without Pakod Pakadati is lying. You shouldn't believe him. So we have to understand what this Pakod Pakadati is all about. Sarich biyur in yanasha mahut zo. The only way you know he's the real goyel is if he says the lashon of Pakod Pakadati was. What's the meaning of this lashon b'dayka? We also have to understand Bishlam Yankov. He said it to explain the gula. He's telling them this is the simon of the gula. But why was Yosef saying this lashon? All Yosef wanted to do was make them swear that they're going to bring up his bones. So why does Yosef have to mention this lashon of Pakod Pakadati? Lashon of Pakod Pakadati is just their simon that they're going to be redeemed. Why does Yosef, who just asked him to take up his bones to Eretz Yisrael, why does he have to say this lashon of Pakod Pakadati? As ish harbe ma ledaber al zeh. Aber lefi dvareinu, lefi ma shamanu bashir hakodem, we can say that Pakod Pakadati is because there are two geulos in the Yetziah from Mitzrayim. Number one is the geula of the kiyum of the Gemal Enish of Avraham Avinu Olav Hashalom, that Avraham Avinu was punished for saying Bameida. So that requires a special pekida. Because Lamaisa lo yiyazman, as we'll see. The time hasn't yet come, so they need a special remembering to be redeemed from the punishment of Avraham Avinu for asking Bameida. And number two, Gula Lehem Atzmam, putting aside the Kiyum of the Gemar Onesh of Avraham Avinu, that they themselves are going to be Negal. That even though they're guilty, like we spoke about in the previous year, they had their own guilt. The Jews, they had sins, so they didn't deserve to be redeemed. And nevertheless, they're redeemed, so those are the two kiddos. You need two remembrances. One mitzvah of Avraham Avinu, one mitzvah of them. One mitzvah of the punishment of Avraham Avinu, and one mitzvah of their punishment. They need to be redeemed from both. And that's why it's a double lashon for Pakod Pakadati. And that's also why Yosef said this lashon when he made his brothers swear. Otherwise, you would think there's a havamina that the shvua, they're only taking an oath on the yetziah that's coming because of the gemar zman onesh al Avraham Avinu. But if there's another reason for the galus, and for that you need a special gula, that's like what we said about the avtacha v'achrochein yetzer v'chush gadol. On this yetziah there's no avtacha, so therefore there's no shvua. They can say, yeah, we only swore to you we're going to take up your bones when we go out the regular gula for the punishment of Avraham Avinu. But we didn't make a promise about the gula that we're going out because of our own sin, after our own sin. So Yosef made them swear, Pakod Pakadati, two pekidas, that when you're redeemed because of the punishment of Avram, and you're redeemed because of the from the punishment of your own sin, this now we can understand what it says in Shmos Rabbah and what it says Pakol Pakarti. Pakol Dahaba Pakarti Lishava. So the man who says Pakod for the future, Pakarti for the past. Eschem for you, Esesu Lechem Mitzrayim, what was done to you in Mitzrayim. Kolomar Ani Pokeh Al Mitzrayim. I'm remembering Mitzrayim. So the Beis Halevi in the second volume, in the sixth Drush, asks, what's Pshat the Medrash? B'shel Avar, B'shel Lahava? Pakod Lahava, Pakadati L'Shavar, Ma Makavana. And also, what's the Medrash negating when it says Ani Pokeh Al Mitzrayim? What does that mean? What would you think? Pakol Pakarati, I'm remembering you to take you out of Egypt. What's the Medrash telling us? So you can see in the Beis Halevi what he says with Fidarko. Based on what we're saying, it's Gevaldik. There's a Pkida L'Sha'ara, in other words, in the Onesh L'Sha'ara that was Hutal Alav from Avinu. That requires a pkida in order to be mevatelet. And then there's a pkida lahava on the future, in other words, the yarnish that they were beside afterwards. After the yarnish of Avraham Avinu, these are two pkidas that are required in order to take them out of Mitzrayim. The math of continues to says, Vesasulchem shepkida is on the gula even on their own sins. Because the guilt of their sins is on the Mitzrayim. The Beis Halevi, there's Marich, talks about at length. That the Mitzrim worked hard to get the Jews to be a Mitzrim, not to be a monotheist. And that's the Medrash is explaining, Pkita L'Shavar. Because I'm going to be poking your sins on the Mitzrim. In other words, your sins, that's what it means in the Medrash. Ani poked al Mitzrayim. I'm going to remember on Mitzrayim. In other words, your sins are going to be counted on Mitzrayim. It's their bad because they got you to sin. And therefore, your second guilt isn't really, you're not guilty, it's their fault. That's the Medrash, Pakoy Lahaba, for your sins, Lashavar, for Avraham Avinu's sin, saying, Vameida, Vesasulachem Mitzrayim, Pokal Mitzrayim, because they made you sin. And therefore, I'm going to redeem you. So, according to this, it would appear that that's all copy of Yonesh, Shemach Masisroel. This is all regarding the Onesh vis-a-vis the Jewish people. That we require Zchuyos. As we saw in the first year, we need special Zchuyos to leave. Why do we need special Zchuyos? Because we should have been punished because of our behavior in Mitzrayim. And therefore, in the merit of these zchuyos that we had, we were redeemed. However, there's another problem here. There's the avodim minyos and rabam el shana. That's the punishment of Avraham Avinu, and they're only in Mitzrayim for 210 years. And the hashlam of the 400 years, how is it completed? Because of the koshi hashivud. Like we've seen Chazal cited by the base of Levi, Chelik base, Jewish base, Chedushah is a Levi al Torah. Possible man later on. So vis-a-vis that, it's not enough to have zchuyos. In order to see the difficulty of the shibud as a hashlama, as completing the shinos shibud, we require that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have a mabat shel ahava, a look of love on the Jewish people. And therefore, any shibud that's very difficult is going to be counted as more. In other words, Hashem's going to say, you didn't deserve to suffer so much. Therefore, I'm going to count it as more years because Hashem loves us. But when there's not such a perspective, when Hashem doesn't look at it this way, the difficulty is included in the original Zera of Inosim. It's not an addition that could be mashal to Shnosa Shiva that can complete the years that they were supposed to serve. So vis-a-vis that, it says over here that the Hesaskus B'mitzvahs brings to Hashem loving the Jewish people. We're all seeking his mitzvahs. And therefore, it's the time for the Jewish people to be redeemed. And therefore, we need the Mitzvoseses B'damayich. Dam Milo, Dam Pesach. That's where Masih ben Charash, that's why he needed these merits, because in order that the we're all seeking mitzvahs, that's going to bring Hashem to love us. And that Ahava is going to enable Hashem Kaviyachol to count the difficulty as part of the as adding years to the Shibud. So instead of 210, it's going to count as 400. And Rav Lozer HaKapra, he says, no, not pitam. Like we saw in the Medrash, Rav Lozer HaKapra said, no, they had the... They had Arba Mitzvahs. Loshim Shmam, they were also going to rise, etc. Shonam. So he says a different shot. Mishchu, remove your hands from the Avodah Zarah and take the Karban Pesach. Because he holds there are other reasons. To explain how it counts as 400 years. You could say it starts from Yitzchak. There are other explanations given. So therefore, what's the issue here? The issue here is, what are their merits that they should be redeemed despite their sin? And in that, Rav Lozer HaKapra said, the four mitzvahs, that's a big schus. You don't need the asaskus in these two mitzvahs. In other words, according to Rav Masih ben Charash, you need these two mitzvahs that Hashem should have special love for the Jewish people and count the 210 as 400. Rav Lozer HaKapra doesn't have a problem with the 210 being 400. He has other explanations for that. And therefore, he doesn't have to come on to these two mitzvahs of Dam Pesach and Dam Milah to bring the special love of Hashem for the Jewish people. His only issue is how are the Jews going to be redeemed despite their sin? And for that, he says, all right, they have four mitzvahs. They don't need to be misasik in these two mitzvahs. They have four mitzvahs. So to be redeemed means asma, means their own punishment. So there you have four mitzvahs, or b'schus emunah. Like we saw before, there are other midrashim that they had other merits. And that's where Lazar HaKapra, that's to be redeemed on their own. Because of their own sin. And Rav Masih ben Charash, she was bothered by how's 210 going to be, how's 400 going to be turned into, how's 210 going to be turned into 400? Talking about the Gzeira and Avram Avinu. After that, you need special Ahava. For special Ahava, you need Dan Pesach and Dan Mila. Now we come back to Rashi. Rashi also quotes in this pasuk. Rashi says, "Vayilchan mishmeres arba'asim lachodesh hazeh." Mishach also called Kaladas Yisrael ben Arba'im. So Rashi says that why do they need this mitzvah? Like Rav Masih ben Charash says, in order to be osik the mitzvahs, in order to have the schus to be redeemed. So he's going to Rav Masih ben Charash. Rashi is still bothered. Yeah, but if they're only able to zara, they have zol klum and achinami. The 210 are being considered 400 because of the Koshi Hashibud and Hashem loves us because we're all taking these two mitzvahs. And therefore, it's going to make the 210 into 400. What are you going to do with the fact that the Jewish people are still all the Zara, as the Loya, as the Klum? So So his answer is, all right, Mishkul like the Lezer Kapper says. Yeah, they separated from Avodah Zarah, so they were cool. So Shufam, according to Masih ben Charash, they need these two mitzvahs in order that Hashem should love them and go from the 210 to 400. But Lezer Kapper doesn't have a problem. He has other ways of getting to the 400. His only issue in the other midrashim we saw is that the Jews needed a merit, not Dan Bila, Dan Pesach and Dan Mila. Dan Pesach and Dan Mila meets Avram Avinu. How do they take the 210 to 400? Avram Avinu was told 400. They're not bothered by that. They're just bothered by the Lezer Kapper was bothered by the fact that they have their own sins. How are they going to be redeemed from their own sin? So for that he says in the Medrash, which Rashi doesn't mean that part of the Medrash, that because of the four things. Because of Shem Shmam, the Shonam. So the reason it says that is to tell us why they're leaving, how to deal with their own sin. And not merit their own sin of Mitzrayim is going to be atoned for. And therefore they can leave. So Masih ben Charash is dealing with Avram Avinu's, the promise to Avram Avinu and how to get out early, despite the fact that this is 400 years. And Lezer Kapper was dealing with the Jews' own sin that should make them remain longer in Egypt. And then Rashi brings the part of Lezer Kapper, which says that they separated from Avodah Zarah, because it's not going to help to make the 210 into 400 years if it's still a little bit of Avodah Zarah. So Rashi tells us, don't worry about it, they separated from the Avodah Zarah. No, that volume, Me'irim kisapirim b'yam b'hirim. Baruch Hashem, siyata d'shmaya. Aval moray v'rabotay, ani lo siyamti. Nachem adayne b'emtza. Metarag Yonis Nicheska, Perek Design, Pasuk Vav, it says, Valdichron, Kiyama Vashonis Gleisim, Mefarkon Reglika, Damai Reatun, Ma'anan Bishib Dechen, Vormis Lachon, Bidama Demohulta, Achus Alechem, Mirs Lachon, Bidam Pischa, Efrok Yeschon. It says, the Nidon is copy the Reatun, Ma'anan Bishib Dechen. What's ma'anam b'shiab d'yichem? You are having a difficult shibud. And this pasuk, which says you're having a difficult shibud, talks about the dam pesach and the dam mila, the dam de mahulta, the dam pischa. So you see, gevaldik, the dam mila and the dam pesach, exactly like we said, is mashal in the 400 years. That's the Targum on the Pasuk, V'avor alach v'rech m'tzvises es b'damayich, v'alom d'rech m'ayich hei, v'alom d'rech m'ayich hei. So in Moira V'avoy said, Baruch Hashem, we've come out with Yisodos Neflaim, and if God is good to me, she always is, Baruch Hashem, Adonai Aveser, Anachnu Namshich Hala, Hashem should just give us the health, and Simchus Chaim, and everything we need, and Mitzvah Hashem, Anachnu בלי נדר, נשלים את הדברים, יש לנו עוד קצת, לא הרבה, בשיעור הזה, ועוד הרבה מה ללמוד בפרשת בו, בעזרת השם. אז אני מודה לכם שהייתם עמנו, ואני מבקש שתישארו עמנו, לעוד דברים נפלאים, בעזרת השם יתברך. תודה רבה 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 על ההקשבה, שלום שלום אהובה, ידידם רבה.